Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak from PNC Studio here at Halisaw. Sixth round for the Bears. Nets another defensive player. Looks like an edge rusher. David Williams, our veteran scout, going to tell us about Kylie Fitz out of Utah.
You know, what stands out about Kylie is just his relentless pursuit of the ball. You know, this guy is tough. He's competitive. He's instinctive. And you see it on his tape. Now, he's been a little bit snake bit by injuries, but when he plays, he's productive. You feel his presence. You feel his strength. You feel his length at the point of attack. This is a guy that's going to excel in the run game, and he has pass rush upside.
The injury thing, obviously, just two games a year before, got a medical red shirt, then bumps and bruises last year. He did play 10 games. I watched some of the highlights from the Oregon game. Does that one stick out to you? I think he had 8 tackles and a sack in that game.
Yeah, that sticks out. And Washington, I mean, really, this is the type of guy that regardless of what game you put on, when he plays, his motor stands out and his effort. And you see the same type of effort in the first quarter as you see in the fourth quarter. This is the type of guy that I think embodies what we're looking for from just a competitiveness standpoint and trying to build that Monsters of the Midway in his role. You know, this is a guy I think will fit in pretty well.
Initially, do you see him as a potentially a designated pass rusher, at least to start out?
I think right now, I think early down against the run is where he excels. And as a pass rusher, he has upside. So really as a base down 3-4 outside backer, I think he fits pretty well.
How do his measurables stack up?
He's in the 260 range, 265, and has a moldable frame when you look at just his broad shoulders. So there's a lot that you can do, you know, whether you make him bigger or smaller. You know, there's a lot that you can mold with this guy.
Good in the weight room, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, works hard in the weight room. Yeah, when you go into the school at Utah, he's a guy that people go out of their way to really talk about and talk up and all of his traits, all of his intangible traits that I think as a sixth-round pick you need to try to – you know, distinguish yourself from the crowd and from the guys that are already there.
Threw up 33 on the bench press. Also, would you say a 4.65, 4.70, 40
yeah.
guy?
Yeah, he ran a 4.69, and he's every bit of that. And just you see when he opens up in space, for a guy that's that big that can run that well, translates well on fourth down on special teams for us.
All right, seems like a guy who's a deep-thinking guy, too. Very emotional, spiritual guy. Mm-hmm. Is that what you gather from his personality?
Yeah. Very well-rounded individual. He has, you know, diverse interests outside of football. Obviously, football is his number one concern, but this is a guy that is very intelligent. I think he's going to fit in well with the community.
I mean, you look at guys, you go back deep, obviously, into their background, and this was a very prominent player coming out of high school, four-star guy. By some scouting services, ranked as the top, one of the top 10 defensive ends in all of the nation. So, you know, there were a lot of schools after him, weren't there?
Yeah, so he had USC was interested, UCLA. He actually initially enrolled at UCLA and played there a little bit as a backup and on special teams his freshman year, then transferred to Utah. I think it was just a better fit for him. And once he started there in 2015, you really saw what we could do full-time. As a sophomore, he had 4 forced fumbles. He had wealth of passes broken up. I think about 10 passes broken up, 7 sacks. So this is a guy that when he's healthy, I mean, he's rolling.
Kylie Fitz, another defensive member of the class so far, 4 defensive players so far in the draft. David Williams, thank you so much for joining us.